This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's Monday, it's the Vibe Check. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking
in. Those good vibes.
I don't know, boys. I don't know what's happening.
What are you gonna do? 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Starting the morning off with us. Appreciate that. A lot of our friends are here this morning, Breeze. Where they are?
Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today. We had a really good, relaxing weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Love you both. Have a great day.
We love you guys too, huh? You probably spent all weekend spending that cash. All that cash because you get paid weekly.
That is true.
Every Wednesday.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Checkup appointment this morning, then off to coffee with my sister.
That's amazing.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Amy. So thank you so much.
Yes.
So much.
Good morning, guys. It's Bethany, your Android user.
Oh, what's
vibes
up, Beth?
Are sky high today. Boycotted the Super Bowl. Love that the Chiefs were spanked.
Oh, they were spanked.
Newly single and happy, as I'm happy as can be. Turning 30 on the 20th.
My Lord.
30, thriving vibes era. Woohoo. Wow. Have a great day.
You want to talk about gratitude? That was a laundry list.
Yeah.
There was a lot happening.
She's loving it. Good morning, guys. It's Morgan. My good vibes because I won $600 off Super Bowl squares.
Yeah. Girl is taking some risk.
Yeah, I can't say that I...
We won nothing. Breezy and I won nothing off our squares. You know why? Because every year we give the company $20 and every year it's rigged.
Every year our boss wins. I'm like, right.
Our GM wins all. It's ridiculous.
The most paid person here is taking home the pot. I'm like, right. Of course. Makes perfect sense.
Well, let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY.
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
What up, Cher?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just crushing it. What's up with you?
I want to share my goodbyes with you.
Oh, share away.
Okay, go for it.
Just out of work on my way home.
What do you do that you're getting out of work this early in the morning, Cheryl?
I work at a chemical plant. I'm a chemical operator.
Oh, my God.
You're a scientist?
Like a chemical plant like Kodak? Like where all the...
No, like at Arkema in Geneseo.
I don't know any of that.
I don't
know. What kind of chemicals do you mess with?
Like benzyl peroxide and MEK.
And wow. What do you do with that, though? Where does
With the benzyl peroxide, that's what goes into like your acne cream and stuff.
Oh, so you guys are producing all that and then shipping it out?
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. Good for you.
So
what are you
how
doing?
Are you feeling today? Like, are we good or?
Oh, yeah, I'm great.
Right. Okay, perfect.
All right. So Breezy and I were thinking about getting a Shamrock Shake after the show, but it turns out they're bringing them in here to us at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that sounds good. I'd take one.
You love them?
Oh, yeah, I love them. I got one last week.
Oh, you got a Shamrock Shake last week?
Yep, they came out last week down here in Geneseo.
Oh, do you live in Geneseo?
Yes.
How's the bear? Is it the bear?
It's safe for now.
Okay, all right, cool. Good, good, good.
All right, so do you recommend getting a Shamrock Shake then? What do you score it out of 10?
Definitely 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10? You're really selling this.
Gorgeous.
Okay, that's great. All right, we'll give it a shot, Cheryl.
Yep, and try the Big Mac, too. My daughter loves them.
Should we dip the Big Mac into the Shamrock Shake?
I don't think so. I don't.
No.
Okay, great.
Cheryl's like, I work with chemicals, and I'm going to say no. So.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. We love you.
You're welcome. Love you guys, too. Hey. Have a great day.
Wait, Cheryl, one last question for you. Do you think that OJ did it?
What the hell? What are you doing right
now? That's a tough one.
How is that tough? What do you mean?
Did you watch the doc?
How is that a tough question?
Yeah, I have, but I do believe that he did.
Okay, cool.
Well, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Okay. All right. Bye, Cheryl.
I don't know why I said that. Lily's here. She said, vibes are really good. Tired after watching that game last night, as well as moving in with my boyfriend in a week. So excited. I love that for you.
You better have a backup plan. Because if it don't work out, you're going to need a place to stay.
She's coming to live with you. You got nothing but room.
Is there an extended stay America somewhere in Rochester?
I don't know.
I think there's one in Henrietta.
I don't know.
People stay there for months on end.
This person says, do you know that those Shamrock Shakes, for a small, they're $4.69.
Wow.
No, I didn't
it's
know.
It's pricey.
I don't look at prices for anything these days because I don't feel like crying. You know what I mean?
You've never stayed in an extended stay America.
No, why would I? God. I only stay at Four Seasons, the Ritz.
Nah, good on you then. Good on you.
Good on me.
Because I'll tell you what, if you walk into a hotel room and the pillows look like they've been sitting between some homeless guy's legs, yeah, you better bring them down to the front desk and say, I need you to change these sheets out. All right, what do we got coming up? Big story of the day. Kids were just given back this weekend.
I wish I won money on Super Bowl squares, but that's fine, I guess. No worries.
Dozens of students participated in the event, which really benefited Camp Good Days and Special Times. You know, it was between this story or another break-in on Hudson Avenue. I was like, we'll go for the feels this morning. You know what I mean? We're all in our good feels.
We just do our news segment. It's just dead air. We're like, we don't know.
The Chiefs got spanked last night. Big story of the day is coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. We all want to be young forever, but that ship's going to sail. Is it not, Breeze?
Hopefully. See ya.
A lot of these students at St. John Fisher College spent their entire weekend dancing for a cause at the Teddy Dance for Love, which was a 24-hour dance marathon, and it was aimed to raise a lot of money for children with cancer. But I was like, I didn't know they did this type of stuff. Just dance the weekend away.
Every year.
Dozens of students participated in this event, and it basically benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times. But the event also supports the Teddy Project, which sends campers to Disney World to experience, you know, the joy of being a child. You've been to Disney World?
More times than I can count.
That's the one in Orlando.
For sure.
The last time I was there, I think, was 94. But great childhood memories.
The year I was born.
The Teddy Project is named after Elizabeth Teddy Mervis, which is a young girl with a brain tumor. And then her father went and established the camp to give back. And Teddy passed away in 1982. But obviously, as you know, her legacy continues to support children that face a lot of these similar challenges. And this year's dance honored Ethan Ernest Rivard, who's a former camper. He passed away in July of 2023 at the age of 20. And his parents, Natalie and Tom, emphasize just how important the camp was to Ethan and the entire community. But he made it to camp, they said, recalling how the prospect of attending camp just motivated him through surgery and recovery. And it's cool to see how they give back because, man, this weekend they raised a lot of money. We're talking over $100,000 this year. And the final fundraising count exceeded expectations, reaching $100,255, which surpassed their goal, which is really awesome. I'm glad they do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a part of that next year.
Go for it.
These tap dancing shoes have collected a lot of dust.
Not you recreating Footloose.
Since my
at St. John Fisher. Oh, I love that for you. No, it's good. I mean, listen, we love these charitable organizations that give back to these kids that really deserve most fun ever.
Yeah. And we've talked about this in the past. Anytime something like this or people are struggling within our community, anyone in the 585, they usually step up and they show up. And everyone's here to kind of help one another. That's been proven time and time again. So we love to see it. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, asking for a friend, do you guys think that men are overly dramatic when they're sick?
Yes.
So quick.
Without hesitation.
So quick to answer. Who do you have in mind that you're thinking of?
My own father.
Is he home or is he in Florida?
He's in Florida.
Okay. He's still listening, though. Maybe he'll call in. I had a really tough weekend, and somebody told me I'm being very dramatic.
You are.
I was like, how?
Women are just sick and just live life. Men are like, stop the press. It's like, all right, we get it.
We gotta dive into this. We're asking the question, are men overly dramatic when they're sick? 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Are men overly dramatic when they are sick?
Yes.
Just asking for a friend. You don't have to be so quick to answer.
Yes, 100 times over, yes.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I was on my deathbed all weekend. I was very sick. I did nothing. But, of course, being stuck in the house all weekend was really tough for me. I had no one to complain to. So I scheduled a visit to urgent care on Saturday, so I stopped in.
He literally has a man cold. He's like, do surgery. They're like, what?
I chatted it up with the nurses. And
it cost him $600.
Oh, my God. I felt terrible. And everything I had ever been to urgent care for, it's only because it's an emergency and I can't get in to see my doctor. And years back before COVID hit, like maybe a month before, I got so sick. I was in bed for 2 weeks straight. I had all the symptoms of dying. I was crawling to the bathroom.
My God, the drama.
When I get to urgent care, they said, well, you look okay, so definitely drink your fluids and take some Mucinex. That's it. I look okay. So this past weekend, you know, last week and this past weekend, I felt like I was swallowing glass.
Shards of glass.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, I must have strep, you know? So I go to urgent care and they do the thing. And, you know, and before I even get the results back, they said, well, you look okay, but we're going to recommend you drink water. I said, please tell me I don't have to pay for this visit. I don't care if I look okay. My throat is on fire right now. So they test me for strep. And then another nurse comes in the room and goes, you should really get tested for influenza and COVID. I said, okay, no problem.
Which you just could have gotten at CVS, but okay, continue.
She goes, yeah, well, I think that will be best. So we'll do that and then we'll get you out of here. And she says this after they swab my throat for strep. Mm-hmm. Then another nurse walks in and says, yeah, so we'll let you know your results in 24 hours. You can check your my chart, but you're good to go. I said, okay, you don't need to test me for COVID.
Can I have like medicine or
anything? I said, you get to test me for COVID? Because the other nurse said yes. They said, oh, we're going to do that. She says, but we tested you for strep, but we'll also use that test for COVID too. We'll test for that.
How?
I said, with the same swab? She goes, yeah, enjoy your day. Okay. So I get in my car.
I just wanted you to leave.
Halfway down the street, another nurse calls me and goes, where'd you go? I said, what do you mean? She told me to leave. She goes, well, we need to test you for COVID. I said, I wish you guys get on the same page. So I turn my car around.
You for a double visit.
I go all the way back to urgent care.
Now it's $1,200.
And so I'm like, you guys pranking me? What is this?
Right, what's happening?
So I go back in there. The nurse said, I was good to leave. And the woman goes, what nurse? I said, I don't know. The blonde girl who came into the room. She goes, well, we really needed you to come back. So I'm back at urgent care, and the same nurse comes in and goes, hey, are you here to get tested for COVID? I said, yes, I feel really sick, and I think I might have strep, which they just tested me for. I said, I've been sick all week. And she goes, oh, you poor thing. You'll be okay. Just drink lots of fluids. It's like, oh, my God. Okay, all right. I started thinking, you know what? I wondered if someone ever walked in here with half their torso missing.
Right.
And the response was, you know what?
You'll be okay. Fine.
You got to drink those fluids.
You got to drink those fluids.
I feel like they were making me feel like I was being overly dramatic.
Yeah, you definitely
and
were.
And I wasn't.
No, you definitely were.
How?
Because you know what?
Because I'm a man.
Yes. It's a tale as old as time. I mean, like, I've seen it time and time and time again. I just feel like women, when they're sick, it's like, I actually would argue that women could do anything with any issue going on in their life. Missing arm, I'm still going to take my kids to soccer practice. Missing leg, still going to figure out how to get the job done. Men have a sneeze or a cough and they're like, I'm bedridden. It's like, okay, let's just relax here. Growing up, my dad, to his credit, did not get sick often.
Right.
But when he did, oh my God, you would have thought this man was trying to win an Oscar for any type of performance based around illness. He would throw up loud as can be so it echoes throughout the house.
Would you go to the bathroom, leave the door open?
Leave the door wide open. My mom's like, Todd, shut the door. Like, what are we doing here? He's like, I don't feel well. I'm shaking.
Oh, the poor guy. Like, poor
okay,
guy.
Like...
Oh, I feel for him.
Take medicine, go to the doctor. He's like, no, I'm not doing
See,
that.
See, men always have to fend for themselves, you know? We're providers. We always have to make sure... Well, you know,
Why are you lumping yourself into that? You're a single man who takes care of a plant. I'm so confused right now. We're providers? I'm confused. I'm confused.
Let's go over to Jackie. Breezy, I don't know if this is a dad thing, but my father will make it a point to moan and groan extra loud when he's not feeling well. Matt says, first off, women have stronger immune systems than men, but men also take fewer sick days than women. Basically, the only time men complain about being sick is when they are sick enough that it's worth complaining about. The man flu idea that men are babies when they get sick really needs to die. I couldn't agree with you more, buddy.
It's hilarious.
I couldn't agree with
it's
you more.
It's so good.
So now I'm sitting here all weekend drinking water. I'm like, wow, I really hope this works. Really hope this gets rid of the glass in my throat.
So update.
All the tests came back negative. I don't know. I couldn't believe it. Everything.
You like ate a bad sushi roll? I don't know.
I could believe it. I don't know what it was. I felt sick as a dog.
That's insane.
COVID negative, strep negative, all the other diseases negative.
So that honestly means like I'm kind of screwed too because you got me sick.
There's no proof. You can't prove that.
I got it. I got the proof. We're locked in a room together.
Did you get tested?
6 hours a day. No, I'm good. I'm going to see my parents this weekend. In Florida.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you can't come if you're sick. I'm like, well, the flight's already booked, so I have too much to lose.
Yeah, the flight is already booked. I mean, I was just like, I texted my mom. I was like, I don't feel good. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, I think I might have strep. And this is after I knew the test was negative.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you need? I was like, I don't know.
She's like, you're like, I need you to come over, clean my whole apartment, get me medicine, cook me chicken noodle soup from scratch. She's like, I'll be right there, honey.
Yeah, that's what moms are for. I was like, I miss living at home. I really do.
This is hilarious. I had literally just given birth to our son, and I was up in the middle of the night feeding him, and my husband woke up and acted like he was about to die. Literally had me convinced that he needed to go to the ER. Turns out he was having heartburn.
You know, I've heard this time and time again. If you really want to know, as a guy, what it's like to give birth,
pass a kidney stone,
have the flu, like, because I hear it's very similar. A guy having a flu is as close as we're going to get into knowing what it feels like to give birth.
It just goes to show that men are not as strong as women, and it shows. It's so tough. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you're not as strong. Physically, maybe, for sure. Mentally, physically, emotionally, it's just not the vibe. So, I mean, you know what I'm taking away from this conversation is that you paid about, give or take, $600 or $700 for someone to feel bad for you because you got nothing out of that visit. Absolutely nothing.
I got tested.
And you turned around and went back twice, which is crazy.
Yeah, but they didn't charge me for double the appointment.
That you know of yet.
Not
you haven't gotten the bill yet.
No, I haven't gotten the bill yet. I haven't. Anyways, thank you guys for your condolences, everyone that's texting in. I'm feeling okay. I'll be okay.
Okay, but time out. My dad, he can sit there and be like, oh my God, I'm so sick and everyone needs to know. But one time when I was a child, I literally was passing out on the toilet, eyes rolling in the back of my head. And he yells down to my mom. He goes, she's fine. Literally unconscious. So that's fine, I guess.
You know, in my defense, we've been doing this show for over 2 years together. I haven't taken one sick day. You've taken 11 and I've counted. All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
98PXY traffic.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.